potential new crisis developing between NATO and Russia. I'm Frank Motek, Fox News. The latest Russian missile barrage apparently aimed at the Ukrainian power grid has for the first time reportedly crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people in a village near the Polish-Ukrainian border. Fox's Greg Palkot reports from Kyiv, Ukraine.
According to a senior U.S. official and according to reports on the ground, a Russian missile fired from somewhere off of Ukraine went into Ukraine airspace, but then veered into eastern Poland and actually hit a target, not a target, but a site in eastern Poland, killing two people. This is the first time something like this has happened. This triggers all sorts of questions about what the reaction could be from NATO.
According to NATO's Article 5, any attack on a NATO member would trigger a response from the United States and other NATO members. Russia's military was quick to deny the reports. Meanwhile, the White House says President Biden is now asking Congress for more than $37 billion in new emergency aid to Ukraine. Former President Donald Trump is set to make a big announcement tonight. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports in Palm Beach, Florida.
He's been hinting at it for weeks. Now it's official. Former President Trump set to make a special announcement at 9 p.m. Eastern here at the Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach. No indication of who might be on the VIP list, but one person not expected, former Vice President Mike Pence, who was critical of his former boss in an interview with ABC, saying there are, quote, better options out there than Trump in 2024. However, Trump did get a key endorsement ahead of his announcement from the House GOP conference chair, Elise Stefanik.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy today cleared the first major hurdle to become the next Speaker of the House as Republicans are poised to regain control of the chamber. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fasten your seatbelts for inflation if you're making travel plans this holiday season. Here's Fox's Eben Brown.
Thanksgiving comes next week. Christmas and New Year's won't be long after. Airfares, as purchased last month, are 43% more than they were in October of 2021, according to U.S. government data. Part of the reasons for high fares are fuel costs, which remain high, and fewer flights being flown despite travel interest returning to pre-pandemic levels, creating a supply issue. Flights are expected to sell out sooner, and travel experts say the best deals may already be gone.
The latest reading on inflation out today shows wholesale prices rose 0.2% last month, up again, but less than most analysts expected. The producer price index in October was running at a rate of 8%, down from the sizzling 8.4% in September, despite another bump higher in food and energy costs. Last week, another big reading on inflation showed the consumer price index stood at 7.7%. The latest inflation readings have eased from this year's 40-year highs. You might have heard of Dr. Google. Now another tech giant is getting into medical consultations.
Sometimes you just need a quick consult with a doctor for something that can be easily addressed virtually. That's the concept behind Amazon Clinic, the retail giant launching Amazon Clinic in 32 states for quick virtual consultations with a healthcare provider on 24 common maladies like hair loss, ED, allergies, or UTIs. An Amazon Pharmacy that allows Prime members to order medication or refills delivered in a couple days. Amazon Clinic won't take insurance. The providers set the prices. The list doesn't include conditions like the flu or earaches or COVID that type of urgent care conditions. Does this mean Amazon knows all your business? Well, the service uses secure messaging to connect you directly with a doctor.
That's Fox's Therese Crowley, and I'm Frank Motek. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.